Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special and occasionally put in something odd, a story, a joke, a reading, and I call those things wombats. And I don't have a wombat tonight. But it's still Wombats and Music. And I have quite a variety of music tonight. The first song is by the Petersons. I really like the group. There are three sisters, a brother, and their mother plays the bass. And on slide guitar, dobro guitar, is a friend, Emmett Franz. The singer tonight is Julianne Peterson. She's the youngest of the group. Her sister, Kate, is playing the fiddle, and you can hear some good fiddle music in there. So this is Gentle on My Mind by the Petersons.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk that makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds, and the ink stains that have dried upon some line that keeps you on the back row and by the words of my memory, that keeps you ever gentle on my mind. And it's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the wound might be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. For hours you were just shit along with mine. And the junkyards and the highways go between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and you were gone. I still my run in silence, tears of joy must stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind, but not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on the mind. A soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. Your beard a rustling coal pile and a dirty hat below across your face. Through cup jumps round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to myself and fight that you're waiting from the back rolling by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on the mind.
You You just heard Gentle on My Mind by the Petersons. The next song is called Give Me Some by Tuba Skinny. Tuba Skinny is a traditional jazz street band, the write-up says, from New Orleans, Louisiana. I'd call it barrel house jazz. It's just kind of raucous. Anyway, they seem to be having a great time. And there is a tuba in Tuba Skinny and all sorts of other instruments. So join the party. This is Tuba Skinny with Give Me Some. Give Me Some by Tuba Skinny. And here comes some more New Orleans music. This is traditional Cajun music. This is a song that a lot of people recorded called Galop Pour Mamou. And the group is playing it is Pies Don't Halt. My French isn't all that good. But we're into New Orleans now. This is Cajun music to the core. That was Teet Galoop Pour Mamou by Pies Don Haut. The next song is quite a change in pace. This is 1999 by Prince. When this song was released in 1982, 1999 seemed a long way off, and it had a number of revivals in 1985, 1988. Each time we looked forward to 1999, and the song has, sort of to me, aside from a joyful thing, there's a sense of impending, the crisis is coming, the end is coming, 1999, you know. And I feel that way now about the world, what with the war in the Ukraine and various other things, the COVID plague. It just seems to me that this song captures part of the tension of being alive and joyous when there are threats in the distance. And 1999, performed by Prince. "1999" by Prince. The next song is one, there are so many versions of it, and many of them are great, including this one. This is "Wayfaring Stranger" by the Broken Circle Breakdown. And I love the voice. And also there's a dobro guitar, a slide guitar in here. And it just seems to sing almost as well as the singer is singing the lead. Beautiful stuff. This is Wayfaring Stranger.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, while traveling through this world of woe. Yet there's no sickness, toil or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only
Wayfaring Stranger by the Broken Circle Breakdown. The next song is Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers Band. This song was introduced to me by my friend Paul Godola from Damascus, along with a bunch of other songs when he co-hosted a show a few years back. And I just ran into him again, and I've invited Paul to join me for another show soon, hoping to get some more good songs from him. This is Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers Band.
Keep on flowing, and don't worry about where it's going. No, no.
That was Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers Band. The next song is This Train is Bound for Glory. And there was a whole group of people that sang it, including the Old Crow Medicine Show, Roseanne Cash, Sweet Honey in the Rock. A lot of people sang this together, and they really got into it. This Train is Bound for Glory.
This train. Triple dealing Wall Street ramblers. This train. Well, if you catch them with their hands in deep, cast them out and then repeat. This train. Bound for glory, this train.
This train don't care no lies.
That was This Train is Bound for Glory, recorded live by the Old Crow Medicine Show and lots of other people. And you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Blyle. Bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance to play for you songs I pick out as special and occasionally put in something odd or reading a story. And those things I call Wombats. That's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And all the songs are a little wombatty tonight, some more than others. There's one coming up a little later that's a little strange, but no real wombats. And the next song is a group of, sort of like the last one. It's a group of musicians. These were all the Bluegrass Award winners in 1991. And they got together with John Hartford and recorded this song, which is Rolling in My Sweet Baby's Arms.
Fast Company.
Rolling in my sweet baby's arms.
shack, till the mail train's back and rolling the sweet papers on. Friday night, while I was lying in jail, walking the streets with another man, wouldn't even go my bail.
Roll in the sweet baby song, roll in the sweet baby song. I'll lay around the shack till the train comes back, and roll in the sweet baby song.
My Sweet Baby's Arms by John Hartford and the Best Bluegrass Musicians of 1991. The next song is One Particular Harbor by Jimmy Buffett. I've been to Key West a couple of times, and it's Jimmy Buffett's town. You can feel his influence all over, and this has a Key West kind of feel to me. One Particular Harbor by Jimmy Buffett.
Thank you. I know I don't get there often enough, but God knows I surely try. It's a magic kind of medicine that no doctor could prescribe. I used to rule my world from a payphone, ships out on the sea. But now times are up and I got too much stuff. Can't explain the likes of me. But there's this one particular harbor, so far but yet so near, where I see the days as they fade away and finally disappear. But now I think about the good times down in the Caribbean sunshine, and my younger days that were so bad, laughing about all the fun we had. Seen enough to feel the world spin, mixing different oceans, meeting cousins. Listen to the drummers and the night sound, listen to the singers make the world.
Particular Harbor by Jimmy Buffett. The next song is kind of a wombat because it's so strange. It's by Jim Infantino. It's called Stress. And if you ever had a day, and I think you probably have, where everything just seems to be too much and you can't keep up with everything and it's just really well over the top. That's what this song is about. Stress. And the whole song is one long experience of stress by Jim Anfantino.
I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. I'm addicted to stress, it's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Down on my caffeine consumption, so when I get up, I just have one cup of coffee, and I like to have another cup of coffee with my breakfast. And on the way to work, I like to get a cup of coffee, like the kind of cup of coffee that you get with a donut. But I never get the donut, I just have the cup of coffee. And when I get to work, I like to have a cup of coffee, because I like to have a coffee when I'm talking on the phone. But it usually goes cold, and I need to get another cup of coffee, and it's lunch, and I have an espresso. And when I get back, it's not morning anymore, so I have a Diet Cola and another Diet Cola. And by then I'm feeling fine, and I'm feeling pretty sharp, and I'm feeling pretty wired, and I'm getting things done. But right about 2, I get this little tiny migraine, and it starts behind my eyes, and it moves to the back of my neck, and it moves to the bottom of my spine. But it doesn't get there till 5 or 6 o'clock, which is the end of the day, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine. Except when I have to work late, when I have to work late, which I usually do. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. I love to work, I love to run, I love to play real hard. I love to steal little things from the grocery store, like a piece of bubble gum, or sometimes I just stick my thumb in a peach and leave it there. I love to work, I love to run, I love to water ski, snowboard, jet ski, skydive, parasail, hang glide, rollerblade, mountain bike, bungee jump. Well, I mean, I love to do these things if I ever have the time. I love to work, I love to work, I love to work out after work. I love to spend a little time with this woman that I'm seeing, so we never really get a little time to spend together. So we call each other up and we talk about work. But what I think I really love is to get up on myself on a little tiny island in the middle of the ocean with just me, a book, and a cellular phone, and a personal computer in case something came up. And I'd eat, and I'd drink, and I'd run, and I'd sleep, and I wouldn't do nothing except swim all day. Except I don't know how to do laps in the ocean. Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? And there's this kind of anemone that sticks in your foot, and the poison goes up to your brain, and you die, and sand fleas! Sand fleas! Yuck! But actually, I think it'd be really relaxing, just me by myself in the middle of the ocean, and that's what I'd really love to do more than anything else, except I probably hate it. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's thinking about me.
That was Stress by Jim Anfantino. And if you're like me, you feel a little stressed after just hearing that. So the next song should relax you. This is from 1957 by Jimmy Rogers, and it's called Honeycomb.
Honeycomb, honeycomb.
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home. And they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall, and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. So honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard what them
well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. Again, every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all into one sweet tone. For my honeycomb, oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walkin', talkin' honeycomb. Well, the honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word that sounds about sweet like turtle dove. And I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, we're getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb by Jimmy Rogers. I don't play many songs in foreign languages on this show, but occasionally I do, and this is one. This is called Quand un bateau passe, which in French is it means when a boat passes, by Claude François. I heard it first when I was traveling through France, and I just fell in love with it and have loved it ever since. It's a gentle, relaxing song. Quand un bateau passe by Claude François.
Quand un bateau passe dans ta tracée, quand un avion s'envole dans le ciel, moi j'imagine tous ces départs, tous ces gens qui doivent partir, qui se séparent, qui se déchirent. Quand un bateau passe, quand un train siffle, quand un avion s'envole dans le ciel, moi je revois ce matin triste où en partant du désert, l'été prochain je reviendrai. Et depuis ce jour sous le soleil brûlant, lamentablement moi je t'attends. Trois étés déjà sont revenus, je t'avais promis, mais où es-tu? Mais où es-tu? Mais où es-tu? Quand un bateau passe, quand un train siffle, quand un avion s'envole dans le ciel, amèrement, moi je me dis que s'il n'existait pas, peut-être alors serais-tu là? Quand un bateau passe, quand un train siffle, quand un avion s'envole dans le ciel, j'espère encore, j'espère toujours que bateau, train et avion qui t'emmenaient te ramèneront. Quand un bateau passe, quand un train siffle, quand un avion s'envole dans le ciel.
Quand un bateau passe by Claude François. Well, I suppose the next song is kind of a wombat. It's called Little Boxes. And it uses the tune from a Joni Mitchell song, Little Boxes, but It's about the little boxes you see on Zoom. When you go to a meeting online and everybody's face is in a little box. Well, this song was written about that. So it's by Mark Dvorak. And it's called Little Boxes.
Little boxes on my laptop. Little boxes in the gallery. Little boxes, little boxes, little boxes all the day. Where the doctors and the lawyers hold meetings during quarantine. In their boxes, little boxes, they all can have a say. Oh, the students at the grade school and also the university are in boxes, little boxes, where they study every day. And the teacher mutes the students so she can keep her sanity. Oh, the boxes, little boxes, thank God it's Friday. Now the flustered folk singer thinks the sound is horrible. In the boxes, little boxes, little boxes where he plays. And the spotlight doesn't work right, 'cause Zoom needs more megabytes. Now the boxes, little boxes are frozen or delayed. Little boxes on my laptop, little boxes in the gallery, little boxes, little boxes all the day.
Little Boxes by Mark Dvorak. The last song of the show today is She Don't Know She's Beautiful by Sammy Kershaw. And I've known people like this. I suppose it could be true of a man, too. He doesn't know he's handsome or hot. But it's interesting to have someone who really is very attractive and just is unaware of it and unconscious about it. It makes him even more attractive. And this song captures that idea. She Don't Know She's Beautiful by Sammy Kershaw.
Time and time I've told her. She
don't know she's beautiful.
She Don't Know She's Beautiful by Sammy Kershaw. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Edmund Herney College. And now it's time to ask you to join me in my weekly ritual of, well, celebrating. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.